This is the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.
NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, a division of the National Weather Service, released its annual August update to the Atlantic hurricane season outlook. According to forecasters, atmospheric and oceanic conditions are primed to fuel storm development in the Atlantic, leading to what could be an extremely active season. The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season has been off to a rapid pace with a record-setting 9 named storms so far and has the potential to be one of the busiest on record. An average season produces 12 named storms, including 6 hurricanes, of which 3 become major hurricanes. Terrible flooding has struck Bangladesh during the month of July. By estimates, 24% to 27% of the land in the country is underwater. 4.7 million people have been affected by the flooding. Over 100 people have died, and the government says thousands more have been affected by waterborne diseases. 600 square miles of farmland were damaged in the flooding. The flooding is caused by extreme rains and is one of the many growing examples of the havoc climate change is causing on our planet. The city of Pensacola is getting a grant from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection for the city's Resilient Coastlines program. The $75,000 grant is expected to fund what the city calls an aggressive and overarching climate planning objective to address underlying climate change threats. It will pay for a vulnerability assessment of the program approved by a task force studying climate change. According to the Tampa Bay Times, the Apalachicola Bay ecosystem, considered quintessential Florida, is in ruin. To try to save it, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will shut down wild oyster harvesting for as long as 5 years, banning nearly everyone on the water from carrying tongs. Commissioners hope that a pause, coupled with $20 million in restoration, monitoring, and planning efforts, will restore at least a portion of the fishery. If the oysters come back in sufficient numbers, they have vowed to end the closure early. Millions of birds, tropical fish, turtles, and mammals, and large volumes of wildlife products are trafficked domestically and internationally in and from Brazil each year, according to a new report from Traffic, a UK-based nonprofit that studies the wildlife trade. Brazil is home to 60% of the Amazon basin, holds 13% of the world's animal and plant life, and it also has at least 1,173 endangered species. The biodiversity hub has been under attack for the past 40 years, losing more than 18% of its rainforests to beef, soil, and illegal logging production. CBS is reporting the resurgence of single-use plastics during the coronavirus pandemic. N95 masks, plastic gloves, and plastic shopping bags that were once banned in several cities and states but have returned out of necessity have environmentalists worried about future effects. Many of those items are now beginning to show up in fields, lakes, rivers, and oceans around the world, and they're adding to the roughly 300 million tons of plastic waste the United Nations says is produced every year. And finally, an entirely African-led initiative, the Great Green Wall, is an ambitious project looking to grow an 8,000-kilometer natural wonder across the full width of Africa. Since 2007, millions of trees have been planted across the southern edge of the Sahara Desert, with millions more to go. It was initially intended to be just a line of trees stretching east to west to help tackle the Sahara's expansion down south. However, the project, funded by the African Union, quickly evolved into a tapestry of different environmental interventions, using a range of ecological tools to construct a belt of greenery across the continent. Although the trees are still the primary focus, other methods are being used to help restore the land, based on the specific biogeographical needs of an individual area. By the time the wall is complete, it will be the largest living structure on Earth, triple the size of the Great Barrier Reef.
This was the Gaiagram, environmental headlines from around a planet in crisis.